Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Barbara. So, Barbara, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
I am Barb Sabrin, and I'm the CEO of Cleansing Company. We're a 100% plant-based, organic, hygienic company, and we make products for the body and home. We've been at it for over 4 years with over $1 million in development on the line for several years. And we have focused our direct energies primarily in Southwest Florida stores. And we're also on the East Coast in Florida. We also have a wonderful, loyal customer base across America. So, yeah, we've been a little quiet on purpose because we sell out in our stores all the time. And we've kind of been probably a little too quiet, but it's what works for us now. And it's definitely been an enjoyable and challenging ride, even to this point. But with COVID that arose when we were just 1 year, 1.5 years into the company, we had supply chain challenges, but overcame that and actually learned a lot from that, and were able to produce in smaller quantity than when we first started, which's nice about producing in smaller quantities. We can continuously optimize the product line. But our long-term goal is to avail everyday people across the nation and then across the world eventually with safe, luxurious, hygienic choices for their home. We started the company because we saw there was just a huge void in this area. I mean, if you had a lot of money to spend or a lot of time to make your own products, it's something you can do. But we worked with some of the best organic formulators in the nation to develop our line.
Awesome. So how did you find these people? You said that you work with the best organic formulators to develop these products. Obviously, it's not easy to find those types of people. So what did that look like? And how many iterations did you actually have before you said, okay, this product is good to go and good to sell to the public?
So I would say I wasn't comfortable with really going heavily in stores until about 2.5-3 years ago. And the way we found them, I'm from Massachusetts, originally from New York, but lived in Massachusetts for, let's see, over 30 years. And so we found a good formulator that that actually made a few mistakes. But from what we did with that formulator, we could then take to a formulator we work with here in Florida. And also, we have the expertise in-house. My husband is a PhD in molecular biology from the University of Pennsylvania and knows a lot about chemistry and ingredients interactions. So we work directly with the suppliers of state-of-the-art organic ingredients, because that whole industry is really changing. It's not just vegan people, or people are recognizing they need to look at the ingredients of what they're using, not just for their body and ingesting, but what we're putting on the largest organ of our body, which is our skin. Because everything our skin touches can absorb ingredients. So even with our home cleaning products, some of the biggest brands have absolutely hideous ingredients. So while you may be washing your hair with a good product, you may be using a surface cleaner that's actually cancer causing. So we really wanted to look at developing unique products, but products also that created luxury. And sustainability. But I could go on and on about this, but I'll wait for your next question.
Yeah, I mean, like, for me, it's interesting, right? Because I think that most people don't have this information that you have. Like, they don't understand. They don't think about, you know, I think that we spoke about this before, but it's like they don't think about the product. And, like, I'm one of those people that they're using. Like, how do you spread awareness? Because I think that's the biggest thing with this. It's like, it's really more of an awareness campaign saying, listen, like, you're using products right now that have, you know, harmful chemicals, cancer-causing chemicals. How do you, you know, get this message out there?
So, you know, when I first started, I come from a marketing background, but then a year and a half into it, I realized, boy, this whole entire hygienic industry really is changing, needs to change. And when you say, how do you create the awareness? And also, how do you create the awareness and then sustain that customer base? That's been more of the challenge for us, which is making sure we can keep the best products out there affordable. So, you know, if you're charging $40 a bottle for a big bottle of shampoo, yeah, you can make anything and you can make it natural and you can make it great, but most people don't want to spend $40 for a bottle of shampoo. They just don't. So what we did was, with working with our first formulator, looked at some of the recipes he had, and then we augmented some of those recipes to bring a little more luxury, frankly. Like, it's all I've been using on my hair, and for four and a half years. And I honestly can say it, my hair is just magnificent, and so are my customers. So how do you spread awareness? I will tell you, I originally was going to rely on the retailer a little more. So when we first started, I thought, why don't I talk to Whole Foods? Let's see what Whole Foods has to say about our products. Well, we presented to them. They love our products. But they said, oh, one problem. You have to put everything in plastic. And we said, well, that's a deal breaker. We really are in this business for purpose, not just to become, you know, super wealthy at this. As a matter of fact, if that was my goal, I would have stopped this several years ago. But we have all of our products are either in glass or reusable vessels like this. This we guarantee for 3 years. And then we make a concentrate. So this is a surface sanitizer. Now there's almost no sanitizer on the market that is something you could like spray right in your hands and it's totally safe. So this kills every form of COVID. It kills beef blood, chicken blood, pork blood, fish blood. So your surfaces, let's say you wash your surface down, but you did a lot of like raw meat cooking, you may want to spray the glass gloss on it. Because when we started with the glass gloss, we said, let's put 70% ethanol in this. And then other ingredients that are safe for the skin, that even if just a little gets ingested, it's not going to be a problem. We don't want people ingesting it, but for sure we want to make it safe to the touch. So in launching glass gloss, along with the rest of the line, our plan was to have a concentrate like we have with our granite gloss. But then COVID happened, and this is where we talk about pivot a little bit. If people didn't put the right amount of water in, it could actually mean life or death. So in the case of glass gloss, we decided not to do the concentrate, but we do it with granite gloss. And the average household in their usage of plastic bottles in a year, if they just did adopted our granite gloss system with our concentrate, they'll save 700% of their usage in plastic products for their home. That's pretty gigantic. We think about doing easy steps for people. Like, there's no compromise on luxury because this is this, just without the water. Right. So you have to, when you're doing this natural hygiene, you can't compromise quality. There have been companies I see that come out, for example, there's one company that creates a laundry detergent that's a sheet, and you put that in the water. But you know what? It just doesn't work as well as a lot of the other products. We didn't want to do that. We want our products to supersede what's out there and be beautiful for your home and your body. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah. So it's interesting to me because, you know, Whole Foods, you know, turning you down, saying it has to be, well, I guess like it's like a mutual thing, right? Where they're saying that it has to be in plastic. But, you know, what was your reasoning for it? I mean, like, obviously, like, your product is so good. I mean, I don't see why they would, anybody, frankly, like, would turn it down. I mean, there's so much value in what you're doing.
Go to the Whole Foods shelf. You won't see one glass bottle in their home products or hair care products. You won't see it. Why? Because I think they're worried about breakage. Maybe they've changed in the last 6 months, but
yeah, that makes sense.
We haven't had issues with breakage at all. And so, because we use very good glass too, we guarantee that these bottles, each one of the glass ones, will last for 3 years or more. It can go in the dishwasher. It's fine. There is, we still believe there's a use for plastic if you can make the vessel reusable if possible. Also, people with little kids, they don't want glass in the shower. So we designed this size bottle for our wash. This is our best-selling product, which is Cleansing Wash. This we designed, again, when we talk about science and we talk about making things even more luxurious, we have to look at science and we say, okay, how can we make a regular thing everybody uses, a shampoo, how can we make that even more sustainable? Well, we got a pH balance to the woman's vagina, which makes it safe for the baby and for men too. So, but we also designed it so it's good for your hair, your face, and your private area, which is that pH balance. So what does that mean in your shower? It means you need no personal wash. It means you don't need a facial wash. And I am extremely picky about facial wash. I always spend a lot of money on my face wash over the years. So this wash just sells like crazy. It's designed to refill. So we do also 2 ounce bottles so people can take them on the airport and they can fill it wherever they go. If they're spending the night at somebody's house and they want to make sure they have safe products, we have at all of our displays, we have 2 ounce glass vessels, which are also dishwasher safe. So you buy this bottle, which is about $20 now, which is a full 34 ounces. This will last, if you're just using this in the shower, if it was three people using that, this should last almost 3 months, this product, because we're also quite concentrated in our goods. So the way we become sustainable overall in our lives is by putting more science into the products we already use. So for this, we've eliminated 2 bottles from the shower, black and white, because everybody that tries this system sticks to it in terms of saying, wow, it does wash your face nice. It does the whole body. Always, even after you wash, you can wash your hands 20 times with our wash and your hands don't feel dried out. That's how you achieve greater sustainability with packaging is by putting more science into what you do. Our granite gloss, yeah, this surface cleaner does stainless steel, granite, every hard surface, but it also does leather. So think about that. You're getting rid of a leather cleaner. You're getting rid of stainless steel. There are a few products that do stone and steel, but they also don't do leather. So pretty much every surface in your home, even polished wood, can be cleaned with granite gloss. It's the sanitizing where you use glass gloss.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing in the business right now?
I'd say the biggest challenge we're facing right now is our next goal. I have to say, so what is the next goal? The next goal is to align with a quality, large retailer that understands what it takes to take on a line like this. And so we're being very cautious about who we pick and how we go about that. More than likely, we will choose somewhat of a large regional retailer that covers the whole South. Will probably be my first large chain within the next year. We have chosen to be in organic, natural stores, and then we just really listen to feedback from our managers, from our customers. We're often demoing in our stores. At every one of our stores, when you ask about how do you spread the word, well, we sell touch-free dispensers that are medical grade. And so people can sample our products right at the display for the waters product and for our moisturizer. When we first started, we had video monitors, which provided a 30-second snippet on every product. And so we found now with the 7 stores that we move product all the time that we're not using those monitors anymore. But should we go into a large chain, we may go back to that. Because some products that we have, and I haven't talked about it yet, require a little education.
Makes sense.
Yes. So, one product that I'm very, very proud of is called our Cleansing Waters. Did you read it all about that?
No.
Cleansing Waters? Okay. So this is a witch hazel-based product, and then we use organic essential oils. That's the only thing we'll use for our scents, our custom scent that we've had designed with labs. Two different scents of ours are custom done with scientists out of the New Jersey area. And that's our sweet pea scent and our green teas. But waters is a very important product to us. It's the one that requires the most education. It removes the need for wet wipes. Wet wipes are the worst offender to the ocean floor of any product you can buy. They're actually outlawed in the UK, wet wipes, because there isn't such a thing as a flushable wipe. Every wet wipe has a microplastic. So if you use a wet wipe, just put it in the garbage pail. Never, ever flush a wet wipe. But with waters, for pennies on the dollar, you can mist your toilet paper. If you have your handy-dandy 2-ounce travel bottle, you can use this. It's also a great body refresher. My yoga customers love to use it as a deodorant. And it's safe for every part of your body. So waters is safe for your bum, your personal area. And so when you go to the bathroom, you know, we always wash our hands when we go to the bathroom. Well, how come we're wiping with dry toilet paper? We have to ask ourselves that all the time. So waters adds this luxurious component to something as simple as going to the bathroom. It also works as a makeup remover, hand cleaner. So again, when you invent products that remove the need for products that are harmful to our oceans, that to me is extremely important. It is probably one of, not of our best sellers, but the customers that use it buy it all the time. We get a lot of direct sales with it. And again, it's displayed in every one of our stores. And that's where customers learn about it. We have brochures at all of our displays, not just touch-free dispensers, but brochures. And so people can look around and see and feel and touch everything, even though they're doing this all on their own. There's no store person constantly talking with them.
When it comes to direct sales, are you selling direct to consumer, like e-commerce online for people who live in different states? What does that look like?
Yeah. So what happens here in the Naples and Southwest Florida area, a lot of people come in seasonally and they're gone. Those customers stay with us wherever they go over the nation. Also, we started in New England, so we've got a lot of New England customers too. So what it is they reorder from us. We try to put something free. We always put something free in our direct customer sales to offset postage costs because, you know, postage is just expensive, which is why, you know, we are still looking at retail, even though retail is not the easiest place to be. Retail helps everyday people afford luxurious hygiene. And that really is, again, a business goal. So this coming year, so 2024, we'll finally be doing more publicity. We'll just be doing more of that and ratcheting up our sales. We're comfortable with where everything is at now with the company, but it has taken a lot to get to this point.
So obviously now you mentioned 2024 and, you know, it's 2023, like we're heading into Q4. Now is the age of AI. And I think every business is trying to find the best use case for it. So what role does it have in your business, if any at all?
I think it's going to have a hand in everybody's business. One, I'm a big believer in, you know, the word isn't even used as much anymore, but SEO, search engine optimization. How do people find you in the search? Well, your website best be optimized for the language and the things people are using to find products. So I'm still a marketing consultant. I usually keep like one client at a time just to keep my hands in everything. I'm a ranked SEO expert with LinkedIn and other forms. So I just think when you talk about AI, AI for the site is going to be, it should have help you with all of your key terms. In my mind, it's going to help with how we set up our web pages. You'll reset them up. It is going to change kind of everything as it relates to marketing, I believe, as it relates to finding products. So it's not going to just be Amazon. Manufacturers will have more power right at their fingertips with AI, I believe. What do you think about that? I'd like to hear what you think.
Yeah. I mean, I think, for example, like a product recommendations one, especially I think for your business, a big challenge is people don't have information. That's the reason why most people don't buy. So if somebody can communicate with like an AI chatbot, they can say, listen, like this is all the things that you're telling me now. They could talk to a potential customer and say, listen, like, this is what we are. This is, you know, what we do. These are all of our products. And this is why you should buy. So if the customer can get more information, it'll increase conversions and also upsell. I mean, it's really AI. I view it as a customer service / sales tool in many ways. It can help companies save costs and also improve conversions.
Yeah, and things like that have been around for years, which are the chat bots and those things. People
Right.
have gotten disgusted with those. Hopefully AI
Right.
will help us create more sophisticated means of automation so that people are directed immediately, I would hope, faster to a warm body, because I do think people need a little more handholding. If they're going to make changes in how they do things in their lives, it's not going to be all automated. We need to use automation to bring critical information to people that's honest and true. So therein lies the big problem with AI, like how much fakery will go on.
Well, I think it's like, for example, like when you have machine learning, if it's trained on the, you know, site's data, right? We see it like with our clients, it's something that, you know, it's very effective. Yeah, if you're going out to the open source web and searching all those random things, it's not going to be effective. But if it's trained on the actual company's data, it can be very effective, and it can really get people the information that they're seeking out. Because yeah, for sure, it's like when you go on ChatGPT, you're not going to get something relevant all the time. It's important to make sure it's like sticking to the, you know, script, so to speak, where it's able to answer questions in a way that can be relevant to the business and really, you know, help, as opposed to, like, as you mentioned, like some of these older chatbots that people hate and are just annoying and they're just like trying to click through it just to get past it. You know, it's something that's, I think, you know, chatbots like in the past, but I think now in 23, 24, you see these chatbots that really are, you know, having live conversations and helping people get more sales, subscribe, and, you know, all these different things just depending on their business.
I think no matter what, it's important to isolate what's the most important thing the company's trying to sell and why would you want to align with it? You know, it's been a bit of a free-for-all with Amazon and people ordering direct because they just know they can get things at Amazon. You know, we're on Amazon, but we really don't push it. I don't like the packaging methodologies of Amazon. I think they put too much waste in a lot of their packaging. So we opt to take our Amazon orders directly here, package. But we'll, you know, we're working on that bit too. There's a lot for us as we go to this next phase in growth. But marketing and differentiating the noise as it relates to the natural space, I think is really, really important, because there's a lot of voices starting to emerge out there. And then there's brands like Seventh Generation that are putting out actually super harmful products that are with ingredients like copper sulfate pentahydrate, which is what farmers use to kill mold and mildew in fields. And here you have one of the largest manufacturers in the chemical industry, Eli Lilly, who bought Seventh Generation years ago, changed out ingredients, got lobbyists to get certain ingredients declared natural. And now we're, as consumers, if they just think, oh, I'm going to get a Seventh Generation product, don't take it at face value. If it says the word fragrance, call the company and find out, what do you have in your fragrance? Because they can put 10 other ingredients in it. Or if that first word says something harmful like copper sulfate pentahydrate, look that up. If you don't know what that word is, look it up. So it sounds basic, but it isn't so simple. The other thing I've learned in the last few years is grocery stores, it really, the current system we have in America is a little rough for brands to emerge that are actually good for us. So we can take that for another chat sometime. But so every business has to figure it out for themselves and figure out their customer base, be really loyal to the customer base. And that's where we're at right now.
No, 100%. I think, and it's smart what you're doing, because Amazon also, it's like I always tell our clients, like, Amazon is taking so much money in fees. Like, you should definitely still, you know, have a presence on Amazon, but you should really, as you mentioned, like you're talking about SEO, guiding that traffic to your website. So, like, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or just best way to get in contact?
Well, best way is at cleansing.com. That's CLEANZ as in zebra, ING. So cleansing.com. You can visit there. If you go to the About button and click on videos, we have a 30-second video or more on every one of our products. You can also call 978-697-4068 and you'll get a live body on the phone to talk with you about your needs. So I am very interested. We are very interested in talking our customers through what we have, what we can do to help them. So yeah, I'm so proud of the fact that we have everyday people that are buying our products. That's the thing I'm most proud of. That
no, 100%. I think people need to watch this and they have to understand, you know, what you're talking about, what you're telling them, because it's not, because people, like, I mean, to your point earlier, people think they'll be spending a ton of money on these products, but I love that, you know, your mission is to make it affordable, and then the average person that's not going to spend, like you said earlier, like 40, 50 bucks on a shampoo, like, you really make it affordable, and the products are way better for you. There's no reason not to use your products. So yeah, thank you so much for your time, Barb. I really appreciate
Thank you so much. And we'll chat again, and I look forward to catching up with you more soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.